Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Highs of 15 to 18 degrees. Today FM News, more 3.
For fun days in the sun.
Excuse me?
For fun days in the sun.
For fun days in the sun is what you're saying.
Well, she says it in a strange, peculiar sort of... It sounds like something else was chopped out then, doesn't it?
Today FM weather.
With TUI. For fun days in the sun, yeah, talk to your local TUI.
Between the four and the fun, it's sort of...
What could have been in there?
Today FM.
For sexy fun days in the sun. It's like, hiya, TUI here. I'm not sure about the sexy.
We're a family brand.
Sexy drunken. I love a couple of suggestions on edits, guys. Love that girl's voice. I love the ping, 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 ping at the beginning of it, but I just don't know about sexy drunken. Could you just chop them out for us and just make it four?
Yeah,
fun,
it'll probably sound grand.
Four fun days in the sun and just chop it together.
Today FM weather
with TUI. Four fun days in the sun.
There's definitely a chop there. I don't know what the chop is.
Ray Foley.
There we go.
It's Ray Foley.
For sexy drunken fun, stay on Today FM between now and 4:30 this afternoon. Actually, do you know what? Stay till 7 because Matt's on after us.
Are we a BYOB show?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're listening at home or in work, BYOB.
Absolutely. Drinkaware.ie. Drink responsibly. Hi, Jeff. I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hi.
Hi. What have I got for you? I've got some nice stuff. I could do something nice or I can do something funny. What would you like?
Do you know what? It's a Tuesday. I'd like something nice.
I thought you would. This is Idris Elba. It's an animated movie. Are you aware of Idris Elba being a voice or voicing a fox in anything? I don't know what the movie is, but it seems really sweet and lovely.
Okay.
Idris Elba as a fox that makes a lot of sense. You ready?
Right.
Here it is.
You know, sometimes your mind plays tricks on you. It can tell you you're no good, that it's all hopeless. But I've discovered this. You are loved and important. And you bring to this world things that no one else can. So hold on.
Here it is. Gone.
I just Googled it, Ray, and I got to tell you.
Idris Elba's the fox.
It's from the book The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. And I can tell you, I bought one of my nephews 2 years ago, I think, that copy of that book. And when I bought it in the shop.
They've animated it then. I was unaware that this is an animated film that I saw this clip on.
So it started out as a book, and I read it in the bookshop, and I thought, geez, this is really sweet and moving. There's so many good messages in this. I'll buy this for my nephew. I think he was about 8 or 9 at the time. Jesus. So at Christmas,
you're an amazing
course,
uncle. You're
I know.
You're a gem. You are.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're just an incredible uncle.
I'm not fishing for compliments on this. So I bought it for him, and I presented it to him at Christmas, and his mum and his dad, my sister, was there, my brother-in-law.
His dad is your sister.
So I said, come here, I think there's some lovely lessons in this. I think you should read it either now or maybe sometime over the next couple of years when you get a wee bit older. He took about 30 seconds look at it and threw it aside.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. That is lovely.
All my good meaning, all my,
I remember
my good
deed. I remember reading a thing that clicked with me at one point. I tell you what, we'll get into it after. I'll give it one more play.
You know, sometimes your mind plays tricks on you.
I take this, Ireland. Believe it.
It can tell you you're no good, that it's all hopeless. But I've discovered this. You are loved and important. And you bring to this world things that no one else can. So hold on.
Oh my God, a talking fox!
JFM's cash
machine. And it sounds just like Luther. It's unbelievable!
Never mind your wise words. It's money, 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 money!
Here we go. Here's a message from Ray Foley. Sometimes your mind plays tricks on you. The way to get over it is winning 20 grand on the radio. Here we go, 20 grand.
Crazy with love.
Crazy.
Crazy with love.
She says it
FM, playing the music you love. David Guetta, Becky Hill, Crazy What Love Can Do. And a very good afternoon. The gang's all here.
Hello.
Let's go. Good afternoon, it's the 12th of September. Ray Foley on Shaw JP.
How are you?
And yeah, the fox. Loads of people knew the fox thing. The fox, the, what is it? The fox, the toad, the mouse and the elephant. What was it?
I haven't known yet. The mole, the fox, the horse and the kid.
The fox, the pox, the jocks and the cocks. The mole, the boy, the mole, the fox and the horse.
That's the one, yeah.
It's a kid's book. The BBC have been doing this for the last number of years, where they take a classic children's book and they animate it into a short animated movie, and they put it on generally on Christmas time. They did it with a load of the Julia, oh, the Witch and the Broomstick.
Okay.
Julia.
Never read them.
Come on. Julia. Julia Roberts.
She's in them, isn't she?
Not Julia Roberts. No. But they've done it with a load of them, and they did it with this as well, and that's where it came from. And Idris Elba doing the voice of the fox. What he says at the beginning of it, though, is something that clicked with me and something that I read a couple of years ago that really made sense to me. And it's a, you know, I don't know, it's a thing. It's a well-known thing in, I don't, is it psychology or head awareness or mental health, the mental health space? Have a listen again to what the fox says. This is a fox talking to a little boy.
You know, sometimes your mind plays tricks on you. It can tell you you're no good, that it's all hopeless. But I've discovered this. You are loved and important. And you bring to this world things that no one else can. So hold on.
And they're all crying again. Texting, the amount of people texting in saying, Brian, I'm crying just to that talking fox. Sometimes he says, your mind plays tricks on you. And that is a thing that I had no concept of this before I read this article. And the gist of it is, now I'm sure there are professionals that can correct me or give me the proper steer on it. 087-4100-102. Voice notes, texts, whatever. I love to hear your voice, so record a voice note in for me. The gist of this thing, now this is paraphrasing and me mangling the meaning of it, is that there are, can I get this right? There's two you's. There's two you in your head. There's you, yourself, right? But then there's also, it's not your subconscious. There's another part of your brain that you have no control over that plays tricks on you. That is operating completely independently of you and influencing you. And it's not always acting in your best interest because of things like evolution and what we were like when we were, I don't know, monkeys living in caves a billion years ago. That it doesn't make sense to now the way your brain is reacting to things or telling yourself what's going on in the world.
So your own brain could be trying to sabotage you.
Yeah, but it's separate to you. So you think like you're sitting by yourself with your thoughts, right? But separate to that, there's more going on. Because I'd always be of the view that, like, I'm sitting, sitting in silence. A few deep breaths, whatever, the meditation business, right? Deep breathing, whatever, spend some time on your own. It's good for your mental health, it's good for your brain. And then you think it's just you. It's just you and your brain, that's fine. But it turns out it's not. There's more to what's going on in the brain than just your brain. There's the brain 2.0. And that's got its own agenda and it's up to its own business. And it can play tricks on you. It can give you a completely skewed view of the reality. So there's three realities, really. There's you, there's your brain, and then there's the reality,
the outside world.
Right. Have I mangled it? I think I successfully have mangled it.
Yeah, I think I've got a migraine that's just setting in there trying to think of all of that.
And that's separate then again. So there's you, there's your brain, there's the reality, and there's your migraine. And I gave you that. Turn us on every day from 2. Sponsored by Nurofen. Am I wrong? Did I get it wrong? That's the general gist of it anyway. We'll do the roll call after Lizzo. This is Juice on Today FM. Lizzo and Juice, Today FM, play the music you love. All right, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley in the afternoon Tuesday. Ray's here, JP's over there.
How are you?
Roll call, Onshaw. Onshaw.
Onshaw.
Onshaw. Oh my God, these people come here for a roll call, and what do we give them? We got Mary's on show. She says, Ray, that movie is going to be excellent. Sometimes our minds try. No, the movie's out. It's from last Christmas, is it?
Christmas Eve, I think, 2022.
Yeah, like I say, they do it every Christmas. This is on the BBC. They spend a fortune on it, these animated versions of famous children's books. Julia Donaldson.
That's the one.
Thanks, Lauren. Ray, that movie is excellent. It's going to be excellent. Sometimes our minds try to play tricks on us. So it's great to be reminded that we're okay, from Mary on show. Hello, it's called your ego. It's what people overthink on a situation. It means your emotions are in control of you. JP, did you type this with your forehead?
I didn't actually type it, I just copied and pasted it.
Well, if you want to tidy it up,
I think people have tears in their eyes, so they're just not typing so clearly.
It's what people think over... I can't, sorry. Our inner critic is our harshest critic. We would never talk to others the way we talk to ourselves. Talk to yourself. This is it though, you see, what's kind of hard to grasp is that your inner critic, yeah, everyone has the concept of the inner critic. But we think we have control of the inner critic because it's part of us, yeah? It's in our brain. Mm. We think we just go, oh, I'll just turn off my inner critic. But it turns out we can't. It's actually operating completely on its own. We actually don't have control over it. All we can do is manage it and manage the way we react to it.
Well, that's the thing, you see. That's the key. So you can hear that voice and go, nah, hang on a second. I'm not going to buy into that just now. I am going to manage that.
I find that impossible to do. And it's like I say, it's only the last few years working on that. You kind of like, you get a grasp of it even properly existing. And the fact that it can be on a runaway on its own and you don't have control over it. And you're like, all right, all I can do, my only control is just ignoring it.
I think my harshest critic is you anyway, so I just this have to concentrate on ignoring you.
I'm JP's inner critic. Yeah. JP, why'd you copy and paste that text thing? Because it's a load of rubbish. Seriously, tidy them up before I go to air with them. This is ridiculous. And my inner critic, your inner critic,
right,
is in my voice putting on that accent.
Yeah.
Seriously, JP, that's ridiculous. Liz says, talk to yourself like you would talk to your child. With kind encouragement, some kind discipline, as required, and love. Liz, you have never overheard a conversation between me and either of my children. But that's sweet of you to assume. Caroline says, all right, all joking aside, I really needed to hear that today. Caroline, that's lovely to hear, and that's the point. And thanks for that, Ray. The talking fox now has me crying on the school run. Yeah, look out for parents weeping. Good job, the kids aren't in the car yet, from Samantha in County Tipperary. Right, thanks for all the text messages.
Ray Foley.
I want to talk about technology.
With CarePlus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
It's a big day in tech today. I'll tell you about that in a couple of minutes. And Daft Punk next.
The last word with...
The incredible sound of Nile Rodgers there on the...
Unmistakable sound of that disco guitar.
I was in the middle of DJing there.
Well, what was the big long gap?
Just can't.
When you stop talking, that's when I start talking.
I don't know why I bother.
You barely bother.
I rarely bother, but on the occasion that I do, I don't know why I do. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Daft Punk, Pharrell, Get a Lucky. This is the iPhone. It's out. Well, there's every September they usually have a big announcement of what the latest iteration of the iPhone is going to look like, and this will be, I think, the 15.
Yes, it will be.
And then with it, then you'll have the 15, the 15 Pro, the 15 Pro Max, the 15 Mini, the 15 Micro, the 15 XS, the 15X, the 15 or...
Is there a 15 like maxi?
15 maxi.
Yeah.
15 micro. 15 junior. 15 senior. 15, 15, 15, 16, 15, 17. They like to have all their bases covered to the boys in Apple. And the question, I suppose, is that everyone's going to be wondering is, what's it going to cost? Because phones are $1,000 now, which is insane. And what are the differences going to be compared to way back in the day when Steve Jobs... Like, it's changed the world, the iPhone, didn't it? It put a computer in all of our hands. And it wasn't like computers or smartphones weren't already in existence. We'd already had the likes of the BlackBerry and that kind of thing. Nokia were dabbling in the space as well. But then the iPhone came along and just blew them all out of the water. This is Steve Jobs at the launch. Was it 2007?
It was, yeah.
07, Steve Jobs comparing what he had in his pocket to what was already in the market.
What's wrong with their user interfaces? Well, the problem with them, they all have these keyboards that are there whether you need them or not to be there. Well, how do you solve this? It turns
iPhone.
Out we have solved it. We solved
iPhone.
It in computers 20 years ago. We solved it with a bitmap screen that could display anything we want, put any user interface up. But what we're going to do is get rid of all these buttons.
And just get an iPhone.
And just make a giant screen.
What?
A giant screen.
Listen to the audience.
Now, how are we going to communicate this? We don't want to carry around a mouse, right? So what are we going to do?
Fingers.
Oh, a stylus, right?
Spoiler.
We're going to use a stylus.
No, get an iPhone.
No.
Get an iPhone.
We're going to use the best pointing device in the world. We're going to use a pointing device that we're all born with. We're born with 10 of them. We're going to use our fingers. So,
it's 8 fingers, Steve. That you heard the oohs and ahs and the wows and the claps and the applause from the audience.
No buttons.
The notion that you would have, and it, now it's just the iPhone. That was 2007. That was 16 years ago. Unbelievable. Let me call my gadget guy.
All right, okay.
Hold. That's line 2. It's ringing. Still ringing.
Yeah, it's a good strong ring there.
Hopefully he's using an iPhone.
Yeah. Okay, his phones have come a long way the way they ring these days.
Yeah, they just ring and ring and ring, don't they? Hello?
Hello.
Lee!
How's it going?
This is Lee McGowran. He's a journalist with Silicon Republic and he eventually answers his phone.
He does. Just because I'm a tech journalist does not mean I have good data. You see, it takes a while.
Oh, I understand.
True.
I get you. Where are you in Cork or where are you?
In Cork currently, that's right.
Right. How are things?
So, pretty good, pretty good. I meant to have the best data in Ireland, actually, I believe, this county. But
best data service in terms of mobile coverage, is it?
In terms of mobile coverage, exactly.
How is that? Like 5G and whatnot, is it?
5G, that's right. According to reports early in the year, but not true for everybody, it seems. There you go.
Oh, I was only messing. You can answer whenever you like, as long as we eventually get to it. Grand. We're looking ahead to the iPhone, or what we're presuming the iPhone 15 is. Apple are pretty good at kind of keeping it under wraps as to what it's actually going to be, but speculation and leaks in the run-up to it have told us it's going to be the iPhone 15. And it's 6 o'clock this evening, is it, Lee?
That's it. So, scheduled 6 o'clock Irish time today. And they've kept it under wraps, but there's a good few... you know, kind of leaks of what to expect. Apple's been pretty, let's say, by the book for their last few launches. So you can make some pretty good assumptions of how this one's going to be. I would say incremental upgrade, incremental price increase. That would be the usual.
Up you know again, I mean? Price-wise. What is the most expensive iteration or version? The Pro Max?
It's the Pro Max, that's right. So the rumors are that the regular iPhone 15 will be roughly unchanged. That's around $800, roughly. The Pro Max is expected to be a little bit pricier than usual, so it's expected to be around $1,300.
Jesus, that's a lot of money for a phone, isn't it?
Oh, it's pricey, but again, the iPhone is... To the credit I will give to Apple is they do have lots of power behind their machines. So some of the rumors is that the top model will have 8 gigabytes of RAM and 1 terabyte of storage space, which is comparable to pretty powerful laptops.
terabyte?
A terabyte of storage for a phone.
What would you put
in the future?
How much stuff? You'd have every. You'd be able to save every photograph you've ever taken in your and video you've ever taken in your life on the one phone.
Endless amount. I mean, I'll put it this way. I have a terabyte on a laptop and I haven't used it up yet. So, I mean, you've got movies, games, files, photos, songs, like, you know, a terabyte would do most people absolutely fine. So if the rumor is true, that would be a big, one of the big selling points for the Pro Max version.
Yeah, there hasn't been a massive leap in terms, when you say incremental, it seems to always have been incremental, to the extent that, like, it's like you'd be looking at a friend, we've all got that friend. I don't know if you are that friendly. We've all got that friend.
That
it's
friend.
Like, oh yeah, he went up to Newry and he got the phone because that's where he was able to get it, like, straight away in the Apple shop at either Newry or up in the Apple shop up in Belfast or whatever. And you look at the phone, you go, sure, what's the difference between this and the one my one that's like two versions old? These are just tiny advances that they're making in the new versions.
That would be my view as well. I mean, I'm not one to get the latest model because generally within a year or so, you're able to get, you know, a slightly outdated model that's still significantly powerful at a much cheaper price. But to be honest, I think Apple is pretty aware of this fact, and they're very comfortable at the top. I mean, last year, they had a massive share of the premium smartphone market. I think it was around 75% of all premium smartphones sold, according to some reports, were Apple phones. So that's phones over $600, you know, iPhone. So they have a significant, you know, control there. But they also have a significant control in terms of the refurbished markets. So that's getting an older model, you know, tweaking it up and then reselling it. So even if they keep flooding the market with slight upgrades, I mean, they're just adding more for their own pile, really, because it's all for their benefit. So I think they're comfortable at the top right now. Just keep doing what they're doing.
What are these incremental upgrades that we can see? There's one that is actually excited me. One that most people are talking about, which is, and do they make that decision themselves, or is this an EU thing?
Is this the USB-C instead of the Lightning charger?
Yeah,
that was not Apple's original choice. No, the EU has pushed that on them, so they've been against that for years. Their view originally was that, you know, it's better to have more options, and that having a universal charger, which is what the EU is going for with USB-C, will stifle innovation. Now, personally, I would say that makes sense for Apple to say that, given the fact that they tend to get benefits from having their own accessories that can't really be used anywhere else. So,
this is it, yeah. Well, just explain for everyone. If you've got an iPhone,
you use a Lightning cable. Charger. Yeah. And then for most other phones, and pretty much every Android phone that I'm aware of uses USB-C, which is the closest thing we have to a universal charge port. You know, I'm sure people can note that. I mean, these days you can charge the same USB-C that can charge your phone, can charge your laptop, can charge your devices. So it's pretty universal. So the EU is pushing for that to be the kind of one-for-all charger. And Apple is falling in line.
But, that's brilliant. I think it's fantastic.
Some people have issues with the fact older models, obviously, and again, this is the refurbished market issue. If you are going for an older iPhone 13, iPhone 12, whatever, you're stuck with the Lightning cable. And they might stop selling the Lightning cable in the future. So for the moment, I would say if you have a Lightning cable and you're using iPhones, hold on to it because they might be in short supply in the coming years. But eventually we'll move into the USB-C market.
Aside from that, the cables, the universal cable being able to use across all devices, is there anything else that you could be excited about?
There's reports that it's going to be sleeker this time. So the design's getting updated with a titanium instead of stainless steel. So that's going to look a little bit sleeker, be a bit lighter as well. And then, as the usual one goes, and a camera upgrade. One that sounds very interesting is the Pro Max is going to have a periscope zoom lens, apparently.
Wow.
Which sounds like basically a very, very high-technology camera, if you're willing to fork out the extra cost.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing. It's
very reasonable for $1,500, yeah.
I mean, it's basically a portable laptop at this stage. So, I mean, personally speaking, I won't be getting it, but for the people who have enough in their wallets right now, that's definitely a hefty one.
And there
until
is that type
year,
of person, isn't there?
Upgrade.
Yeah, there is the person.
There is, and there's going to be the new watch, a few smaller model upgrades as well. So it's not just the iPhone that we're expecting to hear from tonight. There'll be a couple of other exciting ones, I'd say. But I don't expect anything to be too groundbreaking in terms of what they're launching. This is going to be the next iteration of what we've seen before.
So, will you guys be live blogging it or covering it live on Silicon Republic?
Oh, I couldn't possibly speak of what our Edler has planned now, but I will say we will be covering it.
Okay.
When we will. So all the details will be on our site at some point.
We'll give you a click, so we sure will. Lee McGowan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. The Apple launch, the new iPhone launches at 6 o'clock this evening. Click on to Silicon Republic. Thanks for joining, man.
Thank you very much.
Watch your
this is the house that funk builds.
Groove Armada style.
Groove Armada style. All right, I'm checking all your hearts this evening. I see you sitting around. But we ain't gonna have none of that this evening, child. Kick your asses.
You get what you give. This is Today FM. You know, Greg Alexander, he wrote a lot of songs for Ronan Keating. Do you know that?
That's right, yeah, I knew that, yeah.
Greg Alexander, the lead singer of the New Radicals. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Very good afternoon. Ray's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
And joining us in the studio once again, it's the one and only Voluptuous.
Wow.
Voluptuous.
Okay. Right.
She's voluptuous.
Wow.
She's elastic.
Live.
She's live. And live, it's Lauren.
We love
Hello.
Lauren. We do love
Hi.
Lauren. Lauren's back.
Lads, you look great.
Thanks. You're obligated to say that.
Because you look great.
The last time I saw Lauren, she didn't say I looked great. And
well, JP, did I pay for it?
Yeah.
I'm on a weight loss regime, and I expect every time you see me, even if you only saw me a week before, you have to still say, geez, Ray, you're looking well. You're looking great. Lauren's here for Tell Me I'm Wrong again. If you've got any emails on this, send it to jp@todayfm.com. That's the show email, jp@todayfm.com. Always a pleasure, and this is always a joy.
Well, there's been some great emails. I think you're going to enjoy today's, particularly because you're two lads, right?
Okay. Oh, do you need our particular input from our very masculine male bias?
I need JP's, yeah.
Okay, I'll just I'll sit in the sidelines.
You tell me
and
what
watch.
You think, Ray.
Okay, fine.
Okay, lads. Love the show.
jp@todayfm.com, right? Love the show. Hey.
Going out with my girlfriend 2 years, heading away on holidays in a few weeks. My best mate has a newish girlfriend and wants to join us to take the pressure off them doing a trip, just the two of them. I'm delighted. Holiday with my best mate and my bird, ideal setup. My girlfriend is raging. She says we'll end up with them all week and she'll be potholed with the other girl. I can't see what her problem is. The two girls get on grand. Now she's threatening to pull the plug on the holiday. I think she's overreacting. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, there's Well, sorry, you wanted to get the male input on this, JP. That'll have to be JP then.
Well, we once shared a holiday together.
We did.
Oh, hang on a second. No, it was you, your wife.
And two friends.
Well, this is perfect.
We weren't married at the time, though. JP and I weren't married at the time.
Was there an element of matchmaking with me and this other friend who was invited?
There genuinely wasn't.
Right, okay, because there was no match made.
No, I know that. And no, there wasn't. It was actually just people who were available and wanted to go on holidays and to use their holiday days up.
And were you meant to just go on your own initially and everyone else has ended up going on your holiday?
This is what I wanted to ask the clarification. From the top of the email, I was trying to visualise.
Right.
This is a gentleman, is it?
Going out with his girlfriend, 2 years, heading away on holidays. Best friend has a newish girlfriend. They're going away on holidays, but he's like, oh, it's a bit early, so why don't we come with you guys and the four of us go together and make it a bit more pally?
No, it's a no from me. I'm going on holidays with Kate, my missus.
Yeah.
So you're not coming on holidays with me.
But I would like to know, A, their age.
Yeah, fine. This is what I'm saying. We need more information.
We need more information.
And how long is this other couple a couple as well?
Because newish.
Yeah, forget it then. Because
you get roped into their drama.
Yeah, and there could be drama. It could be fine. It could be plain sailing. But it could be... Sorry, where's the music on? Where's the music stop?
What if the two girls are pals and they end up having a great time? Do you not need a bit of a break from one another on the holiday?
I think if you're at an early point of your relationship and you already need a break from your other half, that suggests there's going to be problems further down the road.
But also, JP, do you not think if you're going on the holiday... And let's say it's a week. I'm going to guess it's a week, right? No one goes away for 2 weeks with someone that they're just going out. Well, they're going out 2 years. Maybe it is 2 weeks, but I would say a week to 10 days.
A week, yeah.
Right? Do you not need a bit of time out? Like, would you not, like, right, for example, if you go away, and Kate, meet other people for a drink at the bar. No.
He's very needy, Lauren.
And maybe we're weird in that sense. Kate, correct me, 0874-100-102. Oh, by the way, your views as well, 0874-100-102.
Have a buffer.
No, we don't need that.
You're very happily married. I'm happy to come out together.
That's the weird thing. I'm actually weirdly very happily married and I like her company. And then if we do want to spend time apart, which we do, we'll like go and listen to a podcast or go and read a book or something.
Oh, you're too weird for this. JP, let's say you start going out with someone and you go on holidays.
Imagine that.
How, okay, how, at what point, okay, when is too soon to go on holidays together?
Well, I have...
That's a different question.
Flown to another country to meet somebody on a second date.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I did fly once to another country to meet somebody on a second date.
How did that go?
And then they flew back on a third date. It went fine. It didn't last much longer.
How did you find them on Tinder?
Dates.
Like, sure, Tinder has
a... She was an airline stewardess.
JP was only learning the technology of Tinder at the time, and he didn't realise it had a radius on it. He was accepting matches in Seattle.
I think it's entirely dependent on the two people involved. You may well be very comfortable saying, hey, listen, we only know each other a little while. Do you fancy going away on a city break? Why not? That's perfectly
I'm not
vulnerable.
Adding someone, another couple into, under any circumstances.
Okay, what if you're both really good friends with both of them?
No. No, if I'm going on holidays, I'm going on holidays with my missus.
Well, you went on holidays, the five of you.
Yeah, and I hated it.
Okay.
I've learned the hard way.
So what are the potential problems? Why is this girlfriend right then, do you think?
The girlfriend is right because you're going to... It's a big investment in your own time together. This is a sacred thing. The two of you going off on your holidays together. It's a lot of money. You're talking thousands of euro potentially for a couple of weeks holidays in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been looking forward to it for months and months. And all of a sudden he jumps on you and says...
delighted about it.
Yeah, well, which is why she needs to leave him.
They're breaking up. It's not even like he's wrong. It's they're breaking up now.
We've gone full circle now. I'm telling her to branch out on her own and leave him because that's just a thoughtless thing to do to presume that it's going to be perfectly fine.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you think?
I think I'd be bullying if I was her.
Yeah.
Right? I would be bullying. But I do think he's probably just trying to be a good mate to his mate and thinks, oh, the two girls are
great. Do that another time. Do that another time. Or do it at home, or do it on a maybe a staycation where it's kind of neutral ground.
Oh, like somewhere in Ireland,
yeah,
so you could do a weekend
break,
away. Now, I think I'd be more annoyed about the weekend away because that's meant to be like to, you know, a spa or something. I'm thinking like of a spa resort
right. Or
something. You wouldn't want anyone interfering with that. But if you're going away to a week in the sun and there's going to be nights out, like let's say it's a party holiday, like depending on what age, like they could be a bit younger than us, right?
Yeah, well, if they're our age, it's a big fat no for me.
Can we open this out to the Irish public?
0874 100 102. No, says Aoife in Kilkenny. No way, lads. Go on. I think everyone's agreeing with me because this is my show after all.
Okay, of course.
No way, lads. Go on holiday with your partner only. Tell the friend to go flip off on their own holiday. This is the other thing. Even when I'm on holidays and other couples reach out to try and become holiday friends,
you shut them down.
I shut it down. I'm like, I'm not having this. I'll be nice. I'll give you the nod at the pool and go, isn't it lovely? Oh, it's lovely. Great to get another day of it, isn't it? And then we're done. That's the extent of our relationship. We're not having dinner tonight. We're not going to stay in touch.
You should see the look of conviction and raise
once
eyes.
Once we go home, it's
almost scary. It's animalistic.
Do not talk to me.
If you're going to end up spending the whole holiday babysitting the two friends, it's a no from Billy. I think they should go for it. She might be into thruples or quadruples.
Is that a guy's perspective?
Yes, it's from Stephen. And that's, again, that's a very different kind of holiday than I think what she was expecting in the first place. JP@todayfm.com.
There's a place
and 0874 100 102. We'll do another one. After Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, Today FM. Smash Mouth and All Star Today FM playing the music you love. Hello, Ray Foley's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
Lauren's over there.
Hi.
And tell me I'm wrong. 0874 100 102. The thrust once again. This, by the way, JP@todayfm.com for your dilemmas maybe, or your issues, your situations. Tell them where we want. You need us to tell you you're wrong. This gentleman emailed and he said that he's going on holiday. He's going on holidays anyway with his girlfriend, correct?
Correct. They're going out, two years, he said.
And they're adding in another couple then
they're
at
not.
The last
he
minute.
He is. No, I don't know. In a few weeks.
He's proposing adding in this other couple
mate
without
and
this
girlfriend.
Ever having been discussed before.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's an easy one.
It's a no from Ray.
Not usually with you, Ray, but on the... Hang on, Larry. Not usually with you, Ray.
Are we docking him bonus points, Ray?
How dare... Reduce him on listener bonus points there.
Okay.
I want a dozen. Two dozen. Wow. Gone from Larry. Not usually with you, Ray, but on this one, I'm 100% with you. Give him another half a dozen there.
Yeah, he's won them back.
When you're on holidays, you don't need to be aligning with anyone else's timetable, from Larry. There's a funny thing, Larry, as well, that spending... This happens with JP and I. Anytime we have to spend more than the bare minimum, like our working time together.
Yeah. You're contracted hours.
Yeah. And we would say that we are great friends. I would say we are great friends.
Hang on a second. I would say we're good buddies too.
Yeah. But you find that... I find if we have to spend longer than, say, 2 days together, we're fit to kill each other. We really are.
I think that's just a natural part of any friendship, isn't it?
Yeah, but adding in then this friend and the girlfriend, it's only going to...
That's a wild card you don't need.
Ray, that's such a nice thing to say about your wife. What, that I like her?
You want to go on holidays with her?
I want to go on holidays. We're together since 2003, 2004... I really like her, yeah.
I think the thinking was, so the mate and his girlfriend are quite newly going out. He doesn't want to commit to a proper holiday with his girlfriend. I think the guy that's really wrong is the friend.
By saying, yeah,
either take her on holidays or don't, buddy. Yeah. But I think, yeah, the idea was, we'll all get on great. We'll have a good time together. Have you ever gotten, you've danced around this loads, JP. Answer yay or nay, is he wrong?
I think he's wrong.
Yeah, he is wrong.
You can't do that.
We went on holidays together. We went to Tenerife. We were only together 2 months.
Wow, that's early days.
And we're married now.
Okay.
It was the making of us.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone said, don't do it. You'll end up hating each other. And it was 2 weeks. 2 weeks in Tenerife.
2 weeks. I thought this was probably a week.
But it worked out fine. That's a different thing, though.
I love casting judgment on other people's problems.
This is brilliant.
Well, this is all about, JP. Yeah. Will we move on?
Yeah. Ray, 1 second.
Okay.
Ray, that's such a nice thing to say about your wife. There's not many men that would say that they only want to be with their wives on holiday, from Karen.
Karen's got a very low bar for her own relationship.
Jesus, Karen.
Come on, Karen.
Come on, give us some credit. My God. Yeah, I love my wife. That's why I married her, like. It's not romantic, Karen. It's just, like, fact. She's a person I really like. Married me girlfriend. We get on great. That's why we're still together, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
JP@todayfm.com. Give us one more then, Lauren.
We could have a vault, by the way, of emails just around this topic, right? And we'll have a few more as we go on. Weddings.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Are you ready? Am I wrong?
Opening a can of worms here. Have you got the tinner opener there,
here
JP?
Here we go. Dear. Weddings.jp@todayfm. Yeah.
This is a special subcategory. Yeah.
Getting married this Christmas. Not inviting my brother's girlfriend.
There we go.
They're going out a year. She's a nightmare. Heavy on the...
You've put the word nightmare in the email.
Yeah.
Jeez. Right.
Brother going mad. Yeah. This is a synopsis of it. There is a lot more detail to it, but don't give it away on national radio.
Okay,
I'm sure there's loads of weddings happening this Christmas where there's absolute murder over them already.
Oh, it's a Christmas. She's identified that. It's a Christmas wedding.
It's a Christmas wedding. Mom says, I have to bring her. Oh, Mom.
Not your business.
Yeah. Am I wrong? Would you not invite a sibling's partner to a wedding?
Okay, I'll go, JP.
I think weddings are so expensive already. You're already assuming a massive expense. So you have a right to say, because of the expenses involved, and it's like a ready-made excuse, we have to control the amount of people who are attending. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we can't accommodate everyone. You are my brother. I would love you to be there. Unfortunately, with numbers tight...
Okay. Your girlfriend's a nightmare.
Yeah, but that's a hard one to put into words.
Second point, if the mom is pushing the envelope on this, then why doesn't she be the babysitter of this nightmare girlfriend? Okay, ma'am, you want her there. That's your problem on the day.
You have to mind dad and her.
Because the consequences of having this rogue element there, they could ruin a very special day.
There's a bit more detail into what kind of a nightmare she is, but I can't...
Without identifying her.
But it's also daytime radio.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay.
Wow.
I'd like need clarification. How many other siblings are there?
Okay.
Because if there was seven of ye, then there's an easy get out of jail free card there.
Yeah.
Right?
Only the married ones.
Yeah. Very
simple.
Is that
a good rule around weddings?
That's
you
solid.
Have to be married.
A year is a long time, though. I mean, it is a commitment. They're together a year, right?
Mm-hmm. They would have been to Tenerife a couple of times by now.
Yeah. Well, by my being Kate, they would have been there six times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Now, and also, can we think about the brother? Okay, JP, you're the brother for a minute. You've this girlfriend, picked her up on a flight. You're going out with her. You want to bring her to the wedding. Your sister says no. Would you threaten not going to the wedding if you couldn't bring your air hostess girlfriend?
So, hang on, the sister, the emailer is a woman. Is the bride.
Well, I'm presuming so.
Yeah. So it's the, all right, okay.
I think I would hope that I would have already recognized that my girlfriend is a firecracker. She's a free spirit and she could be problematic in certain social circles. So given that it's a very special day for somebody else, I would want to take the hit on that one and either have the awkward conversation with the problem girlfriend and say,
my family hates you.
You're going to have to step back. I can't bring you. I'm sorry.
Is it understood she's a dose? Has this bride-to-be said the words, I don't like her? In which case, it makes sense for her to not be invited. And it's her day and fine.
Why don't they like her? Or has she caused problems at other family functions?
You know what it is.
But it's based around events that happen at night time.
Well, then if it's well understood, the woman getting married doesn't like this other woman because
if you were inviting people to your wedding, do you have the right to refuse entry to whoever you want? Or is there some people, you just put them at the pothole table, leave them there?
Yeah, put her at the kids' table. Actually, put her in another hotel. Lorraine says, stop. The girlfriend has to be invited, nightmare or not. The brother won't go. You're wrong. Not inviting a sibling's partner is criminal. It's not been 2 weeks. It's a year he's with her. You should invite her, from Elle. I'm already married, Elle. It's not my wedding. I'm just saying I can kind of I'm being completely overruled on this one.
If your partner wasn't invited to a wedding, would you not go?
If my partner, hang on, I'm trying to visualize.
So go back, like, let's say you're going out a year, she's a dose, your family don't like her, would you stand your ground and be like, right, well, I'm
there
not going
to. There are bigger conversations to be had here about everyone's relationship. There's a bigger conversation than just this wedding, and maybe the wedding is an opportunity for it all to come to a head.
Mm. And wouldn't it be great, just after the first dance, for it all to kick off at the bar?
Perfect. And this is, it's in social situations and at night.
Mm-hmm.
And situations like the afters of a wedding.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, I tell you what, for the drama, I'm in then. Invite her and let's let the sparks fly. 0874-100-102.
Ray Foley.
Let's resolve this one, actually.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Is she wrong? Tell me I'm wrong on Today FM. We'll do more of it in a couple of minutes. 0874-100-102. Your voice notes as well. And your cash machine call. We'll make that next, right here, Today FM.
On Today FM.
Pitbull, yeah. DJ's got us falling in love again. Today FM, playing the music you love. Right, tell me I'm wrong. Is she wrong? She doesn't want to invite, she's having a Christmas wedding, she doesn't want to invite her brother's girlfriend. The brother's been going out with your one for a year. But apparently, we don't know the details.
Nightmare. Nightmare is the word that was used. You said dose, but nightmare.
She's a nightmare. And this is, it seems to be the case that it involves drink, is it?
Yeah,
so when she has a few jars.
I wasn't sure how many details I could give away yet, but has caused murder at other events.
She's a maker, and she has. Is it particular to the bride, this friction?
Don't know.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's your wedding. My view is it's your wedding. You don't owe your brother anything.
I've swayed now while we were listening to Usher there.
Yeah, you've been reading these texts as well.
Yeah.
She should be invited. Don't make matters worse. Family is family after all, from Elaine. Linda says, got married in 2012, and my brother-in-law asked to be invited on his own. And not invite his girlfriend.
Okay.
Well, this is the thing. And this is what JP was making, the same argument. The brother himself should be making this.
I think you've got to question the brother. I mean, why is he not taking some responsibility and accountability and making the decision himself so that she doesn't have to make the decision?
Because the mother is getting involved, saying you have to invite her, causing drama between them. So you're the brother, JP. You are just like, no, it's your wedding, it's your day.
Yeah, it's the brother's job to read the room and go, well, look, this isn't going to work. So I'll be the one to step in.
Won't be happy. Could lose your girlfriend over it.
I'm not worried about pleasing the girlfriend. And I'm not worried about pleasing the mother. I'm worried about everybody having the best day they can have. Yeah.
You're such
and
a
if
good
she's
brother,
there,
JP.
No, I just don't like conflict. And if that girlfriend's there, it's going to be a problem, guys.
Yeah, but you're going to have that conflict now with your girlfriend.
Yeah. That's a different kind of conflict, I suppose, yeah. Dee says, I'm not inviting my sister's partner of 3 years to my wedding because he's a dose. And none of my family like him. My sister is going without him, from D. So the sister did the sister go along with that then without any problem or any cons over there?
JP's the voice of reason here. Yeah. I'm sorry, but it's your wedding. It's your day.
This is what I said. I'm the voice of reason, Con. Ray is the voice of reason, is what you
said. I said that as well.
If you're lucky, you only do it once. So you can choose to invite or de-invite or not have anyone at the wedding. All this, you have to invite this person, you have to invite... You don't have to do any of that.
I'm entirely...
Do whatever you like, it's your wedding.
It's your way, you're paying for
if
it.
If she's a dose, you don't want doses at your wedding. Simple as.
Yeah, you'll see... do you know what? There'll be enough doses at your wedding anyway. You don't need to be inviting extra ones. And hey, Ray, invite the dose. She'll only continue to play the victim card if you don't. Keep your brother tied up in knots with her. Give her a job at the wedding, minding mass leaflets or something like that. And then she'd be... hang on. Something that she can mess up. And then he'll be forced to give her the boot from Sinead. Sinead, he's not going to dump his missus over messing up the mass leaflets. It's going to have to be bigger than that.
It'll be later after the speeches at the
bar. What's our final decision then? Is she right? The bride who sent the email in. Tell me I'm wrong. Is she wrong? Right or wrong?
I think she...
Put yourself in her shoes. Her wedding shoes. Her wedding
we're running out of time now. Quickly.
Okay, I don't think she's wrong. I think you have to stick to your guns.
Same.
She's not the problem. The girlfriend's the problem.
Same. I'm. So you're not wrong. Yeah, we're with you on this one, babes. Thanks for the email. jp@todayfm.com. Lauren, always a pleasure, darling. Woo,
love it.
Thank you.
I will play Lola's theme from the Shape Shift.
Ray Foley.
Stay on Today FM.
With Care Plus, providing hope.
Dua Lipa and Dance the Night. Today FM, playing the music you love. €200 prepaid credit card to give away every day this week. And then our end of week prize. This is the trip to London. All thanks to Monopoly at McDonald's. It's back in store and on the McDonald's app. Loads of prizes to be won. This trip is amazing.
Mm.
A Monopoly-style trip to London, which includes return flights for two adults and two children, two nights accommodation at a four-star hotel in central London, breakfast each morning, a London bus tour taking in the iconic locations, Oxford Street, Piccadilly Circus, Trafalgar Square, and a river cruise on the Thames. If you want to get into win, text McMonopoly. And it's not easy to spell. But if you manage to spell it correctly, you're now in to win. Come on, so!
It's ringing.
Who's this?
It's a clear ringtone, but it's Anya we're looking for.
Anya. Up the phone.
Hello.
Hello, is that Anya?
Hello.
Anya.
It is Anya. Hi, how are you?
Hi, you're Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray. Good.
Were you listening earlier on?
I was listening just at the. Yeah, I was.
Would you invite the girlfriend?
I'd invite my husband, I'd say.
Would
I invite the girlfriend to that? No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No. Yeah. Too awkward.
There you go. That's interesting.
For the wedding now or the holiday? I don't know which one you're talking about.
The wedding. Oh, actually, that's a good point.
To the wedding, no, I would. I would invite the girlfriend. It's better to...
Keep the peace.
I don't know. Keep the peace, yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? Because we're all against her. We all talk against her, but...
Yeah.
And we don't even have the details. There you go.
I need to know more details,
That's the thing, you see. I think we were all kind of looking for a little bit more... I mean, if there have been pinching and hair pulling, if there have been a cat fight between the bride and the sister,
really?
Then, well, I'm just wondering, you see, if there had been something there, then you'd be kind of like, well, then fair enough, I can kind of, give me a reason to understand it and take your side, I can get it. Right, do you know how to play Monopoly?
I do.
Great, because we're going to spend the next hour and a half playing Monopoly on the radio.
Which piece would you like to be, Anya? Do you want to be the top half, or sorry, the top hat, the iron, the car, the battleship, or the thimble? Your choice.
The top hat.
Top hat, solid.
Lovely.
Yeah,
a lady with style. Yeah. All right, Anya, here's what we're doing. Is there anyone you'd like to take to London with you for a trip to London, family?
Anyone that I'd like to bring, is it? Yeah, well, my husband, and I have four children, so I probably have to, I don't know, I have to pick and choose.
Yeah, pick your favourites.
Bring the good ones.
Yeah, bring only the good ones, yeah. Or leave the children at home, actually, that's what I do.
Yeah, that's true.
I try and do a deal with them, actually, where I'd say, if this is a family trip, can I just do two couples trips instead?
Yeah.
Put that to them. I'm not saying you should do that because that's going to get me into trouble. Right, Anya, here's the crack. We're going to have you roll the dice and then whatever the dice, whatever number we get on the dice, that's going to be your London challenge this afternoon, okay?
Okay.
You sound excited. Are you ready?
I'm nervous.
Go on, roll that dice.
Give it a shake there.
Give it a good shake there, Anya. Ready?
Okay.
Go on, give it a good shake. Oh, it's three.
Three.
And we need three. Anya, we need three London football clubs.
Oh, Jesus. Chelsea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one.
Any London football? Yeah,
Cowboys have them on the side of their boots.
Mm. When they're riding horses.
Oh, it's the Spurs. Oh, yeah, Spurs.
Tottenham Hotspur, Spurs.
And
the Gunners.
The Gunners?
The Gunners.
Need a football club name, though.
The name, though, yeah.
What about that team that's not on the east side? They're more on the other side,
it's not the east side.
It's like a pork product.
It's a pig that's over on the other side. On the that's
not east. The west. What would it be?
West.
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 Oh, West Ham.
West Ham. Yes! Right, yes! Oh my God, like pulling teeth. We could have got Spurs, Millwall, Chelsea, Fulham, Arsenal, Crystal Palace, Brentford, West Ham, QPR, Charlton or Wimbledon. But we got the three in the end. Well done, man. You have a €200 prepaid credit card. That's your daily price. And we put you in the draw on Friday for the trip to London. How's that sound?
Thank you. That sounds brilliant.
You legend. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. Much obliged.
Thanks, brilliant. Oh, and Ray?
Yeah.
Love the show.
Cheers, Anya. Enjoy the prize. And we'll do that draw on Friday afternoon. More chances to get in tomorrow, right here on Today FM. George Ezra. What's that called? Tiger Lily, is it?
Yeah.
Tiger Lily, anyone for you. Today FM, playing the music you love. And I gotta tell you, I thoroughly loved the show today.
Do you think it was a good episode?
I thought it was a good episode of the show. That was our good one for 2023. But there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
We didn't get to do Melton John, where singer Elton John tells us that he was just melting during the recent hot spell. Since temperatures have now dropped, he's feeling much more comfortable now. Thanks for asking. Yeah. We didn't get to do Tottenham Hotspurina. What's that? Tottenham Hotspurina.
Purina, do you know what you mean? Purina?
Tottenham Hotspurina.
Yeah, Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, it's the cat food?
Yeah.
Where Tottenham Hotspur tell us their new shirt sponsor is cat food giants Purina in Tottenham Hotspur Arena. And we didn't get to do Queen's Park Rangers, where London football club Queen's Park Rangers tell us how they've incorporated pork products into their players' pre-match meals in Queen's Park Rangers.
All right. When we got there, Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.